92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. We are here with some real champions on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. This morning, I'm super psyched to have as our guest, Jesse Sidario. Is that the correct pronunciation?
It is.
Who is with the Rally Foundation, and you have a friend with you, Lauren. Is that correct?
Lauren Gunn.
Welcome to both of you to talk about Rally Foundation. You are champions in the world of our children who are now sadly fighting that battle, or hopefully fighting that battle. So let's talk about the Rally Foundation. And Jessica, first of all, before we even get started, I just have to say thank you. Jessica kept me company. Many of you know it's Jess. She was on the host of this show for quite a while, and she was kind enough to join me on Thanksgiving Day to keep me company when I had 2 hours to fill with no guests.
And no one fell asleep that I know of.
I don't think so. Now, they might have groaned at some of our bad turkey jokes.
I mean, I feel like we groaned at those turkey jokes.
We groaned
jokes,
at them ourselves. But anyway, today's subject's a little more serious. So first, let's talk about the Rally Foundation itself. And then I would know you've got some big events coming up, so we want to get to those too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're off.
So the Rally Foundation, actually, we're celebrating our 20th year as a whole.
Wow.
10 years in the Gulf Coast and 20 overall. We are also in Atlanta and out in Salt Lake City and virtually 48 states out of the 50.
No kidding. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. We are big time, but we really, exist to fill the funding gap. So, it's disturbing to me that less than 8% of funding that is allocated towards cancer research actually goes towards childhood cancers.
Really?
And it's extremely disturbing to me, especially when you look at in the last 28 years, six drugs were specifically approved by the FDA for children, whereas 200 drugs have been passed for adults. And
wow.
So we are giving children.
There's a little bit of discrepancy there, you think?
Huge. And we are giving children 30 and 40-year-old outdated medications, and they're meant for adults. Mm-hmm. So when we say we want better treatments, fewer long-term side effects, we really mean it.
Right.
And obviously, we want a cure. I want to be out of a job. I want to be putting my feet up somewhere else, and you know, I want cancer to be gone, to be honest. But that's really why we exist here in the Gulf Coast and throughout the U.S. as well.
So what are some of the services that you provide here in Pensacola area?
Yeah, so our primary focus is cancer research. So most of our funding will go towards that because that will benefit every child here in the Gulf Coast and across the U.S. But more specifically, we have the Rally Good Meal Program, which we provide meals twice a week at Studer Children's Hospital.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
Yeah, we provide those to patients, to moms, dads, grandmas, families. It's really a family event when this happens. It really impacts the entire family. So they're all at the hospital. So we want to make sure they don't forget to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's extremely expensive to eat out the time. So we really wanted to help that impact as well. And then we also have our Family Emergency Fund, which helps with, you know, everybody is one circumstance away from having a situation that puts their wallet, you know, in trouble, right?
Right.
So we really want to ease that burden. So we will pay for rent or, you know, medications, food, travel, gas, that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we also then also have a travel specific fund for when families can't stay here in the Gulf Coast and they have to travel. One of the really great things of being part of Rally is that you can stay in your hometown to get your treatments. And there's just so many options that we can connect some of the families with.
Mm-hmm.
If they've exhausted some of the treatments, we have different resources that we can connect them with.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, it's tough enough, you know, loving your child through something like this, but these are the details and the expenses that just knock you out. I mean, I just think it's so difficult for families, and particularly if they have other children too, who are healthy and going to school.
Yes.
Then you're talking about daycare or some kind of care for them as well. So it gets complicated.
Yeah. And mom or dad sometimes have to stop working because, you know, the treatments and needing to be at the hospital become so intensified that they can't continue to work. So it really impacts them greatly.
So how do we help you? And what is some of the, tell us where your website is. So if someone's listening today, maybe they know a family that's going through this or they want to help in memory of someone they loved or just moved by what you're talking about. How can we find out more? Where do we go? How do we donate?
If you go to rallyfoundation.org, that page is amazing. There's several avenues. You can go specifically to About Us and you go right to the Gulf Coast page. But there's also different outlets here for you to check out, which will tell you what some of the statistics are, what are some of the resources that are available. And of course, the donate button is always in the upper right-hand corner, which you can always hit that at any point in time. Mm-hmm. But if you want to know more about becoming a Rally family, Haley Brown is our program and Rally Kid coordinator, excuse me, manager. She's mm-hmm. our manager. Mm-hmm. And she can reach her at haley@rallyfoundation.org. And she would be more than happy to talk you through what it looks like to get you started as a Rally family.
Okay, rallyfoundation.org is where you can go to get more information. However, the main reason you're here today is because we got some big happenings coming up this weekend. So tell us all about that.
We do. So we have some big happenings, and that's why my friend Lauren Gund is here. And fun fact, Lauren and I are both the 2026 LEAP class.
Hey.
So that's super exciting.
Okay.
And Lauren just does amazing things in the community. Bands on the Bayou. She, you know, works closely with Gulf Coast Kids House as mm-hmm. part of the Rotary, Cordova Rotary that she's part of.
Right.
And she helps us plan this amazing holiday shopping soiree that I believe has been going on for more than 6 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
tell us all about it. Yeah. It's this weekend, yeah?
Oh, it is this weekend. We call it our two-day holiday shopping soiree.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, we invite everyone to join us at the SCI building, which is downtown, at Garden and what is that?
You can't
Gregory.
Miss it. It's the really big building.
It's like the big building that says yeah. SCI on it. So that's from 10 to 4 on Friday. Come shop. We have tons, I think over 30 local vendors.
So it's a holiday market?
It is a holiday yes. market. Okay. And basically, you shop, you buy gifts for your friends and loved ones, and all of those vendors are going to donate a portion of their sales from that day to Rally Foundation,
oh,
and specifically
perfect.
Rally Gulf Coast.
Perfect.
Yes, so that's DJ, celebrity gift wrapping station, refreshments, photo booth. We've got it all.
So that's Friday from 10 to 4?
Mm-hmm.
And then what about Saturday?
Then Saturday, we invite you to go out on your own, go shopping all day long. at all of we have a number
okay.
of participating.
Twist my arm.
I know, right? We've got even restaurants that are participating in addition to a bunch of amazing shops, both downtown and across like Pensacola and Gulf Breeze. So again, shop. They donate a portion of their sales from Saturday back to Rally Gulf Coast.
Excellent. Yeah. So where do I find a list of the restaurants and places that are going to be donating back to you guys?
You can easily Google Rally Holiday Shopping Soiree and it will pop up okay. in your Google search, or if you search on Facebook. And there is a link on the Facebook, and if you do, I almost said if you Google Rally Gulf Coast Holiday Shopping Soiree, it will pop up, and you can click on a link. We'll take you to the landing page, and we'll show you all of the Friday and Saturday vendors, which is total over 40.
Oh my
which
goodness!
Is amazing.
Perfect. Okay,
but Friday is so important for one thing, one reason. We'll help you shop.
Oh, I like the great gift wrapping table.
I mean,
personally,
there's other really great reasons too. But we also we'll have the opportunity for anyone who is visiting to also listen to one of the Rally moms talk about her journey with her son Zayden. So
nice.
That's a very special touch. And there's music and food and fun.
The bags. The swag bags.
Oh, the swag bags. Tell them, Lauren, what is so special about these swag bags?
We're going to take a quick break. If you want to know what's in the swag bag at the Rally Foundation soiree this Friday, 10 to 4 at SCI, you're going to have to stick around with Pep Talk. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. So happy to have with us Jessica and Lauren here with the Rally Foundation, talking about the good works that they do throughout the year. But this is special this weekend, a chance for you to support the organization and do what you love to do best, go shopping. So they have the big soiree. How do you spell that again?
S-O-I-R. E,
just
soiree.
So
there's probably like an accent over one of those, but that doesn't
something.
Matter.
Well, that is, it translated means it's going to be a big shopping kind of market happening at the SCI building.
It's going to be a whole lot of fun going on.
10 to 4 Friday. And then other stores and restaurants are participating all day Saturday, so you can continue to shop, and part of what you purchase if you go to those particular places will go back again to Raleigh Foundation. And we were talking about some of the things happening on Friday. So, Lauren, you left us with a tease.
Dun, dun, dun.
If you come, you get a swag bag.
Oh, you do. The first 125 people that come through our door will get a special gold swag bag filled with tons of coupons, goodies, plus the bag itself is just super cute.
And
it's gold.
There may or may not be some blowouts in there, and that's a thing.
Through volume one, actually.
Volume one blowouts.
Okay, well, you have to explain to me what that is.
It's life-changing.
It's when you don't want to do your own hair. Someone else does it for you.
Oh, a blowout. Oh, I gotcha. It was totally out of context.
Salon
I'm thinking
blowout.
Cars. I've got car and, you know, car people that come in. I'm thinking, what? Oh, okay. Hair. I'm in. What time do I have to be there to get that?
Well, I mean, it's until they're gone and doors open at 10, so okay. I think early.
Excellent. This sounds like fun. And you are going to have some music and some other stuff going on for shopping?
Yeah. Music, mimosa bar. There will be some cute little glasses in those 125 bags.
Mm-hmm.
So please don't use them to swing around.
Right. There's real
glass. Use it to fill.
Okay.
But honestly, if some gentleman would like to, there's plenty of things for women, men, children. But if there's a gentleman who's just not really sure what he wants to get his wife.
Come out.
We'll come out. Yeah, we'll either help you shop and figure it out, or, you know, maybe if she goes first and creates a list.
Mm-hmm. Well, I happen to like personally, I love the gift wrap table. See, that to me is a seller.
Gift wrapping
right there.
Is a game changer, and celebrities too.
Oh.
Local celebrities. I heard there may or may not be a Belle Baron, Mary Hoxing.
The owner of our station, by the way, the Hoxings.
She just had her new finger put on, so she'll be able to really hold that tape down.
Mm-hmm. Maybe too much information, but okay.
But I believe D.C. Reeves may show up.
Oh, the mayor.
A few other people. So we're very, very, very excited about that piece.
And all of this, if you're just joining us, is benefiting the Raleigh Foundation. So once again, let's recap a bit about what y'all do and how important this is. So that if there are folks that can't come Friday or Saturday, how can they support you?
Yeah, if folks can't come, if you take a little Google search for Raleigh Foundation Holiday Shopping Soiree, it will bring you to our landing page. And if you're not able to join us, you can hit the donate button on that page and make a donation. Or we do have some of our Saturday vendors who are also doing online sales.
Mm-hmm.
And there is an online code as well. So if you visit each one of our vendors on our web page, our landing page, are all hyperlinked right to their business. So you can look at what they have
Ahead of time.
And then if you want to shop online, you just use one of the codes to do that. But really all the funds that will be donated from the proceeds will go to support childhood cancer research and support programs here in the Gulf Coast, like our Raleigh Good Meal program, making sure every person has something to eat and they don't forget to eat. Super important, as well as our family emergency fund and our travel fund, which help families get to their treatments and also help with basic needs.
So when you're donating, we need to make sure that we donate to specific, since there's Raleigh foundations all over the country, to be sure that we're donating to Raleigh Gulf Coast.
Yeah, if you want to go directly to our, so any time you hit that donate button on our landing page for Soiree, it will definitely be Raleigh Gulf Coast.
Oh,
but
good.
If you want to be really specific that we know that this came from the Gulf Coast, anytime you donate, when you hit that donate button, you can add a little note, or you can even venture over to the About Us section on RaleighFoundation.org, look for Gulf Coast, and click on that, and it'll bring you right to our specific page for the Gulf Coast.
And what about volunteers? Do you have opportunities for volunteers?
Yeah, we always have opportunities for volunteers at any of our signature events. We also have Rally on the Runway in March, and we have a few other events that are connected to that as well. And we are always looking for volunteers to come in and serve a meal on a Tuesday or a Thursday.
Oh, so that's when you do the meals.
Yes.
And what time does that happen?
We generally do it around 11:30.
Okay. And if somebody wanted to donate just specifically meals, how would that work?
Yeah, they can email Haley at RaleighFoundation.org, and she really runs that portion of the program, and she'd be more than happy to talk with you about how you can be involved and cover a meal.
Okay, well, I'm in. because you're talking about shopping for the holidays and a little mimosa action on the side, gift wrapped, everything, plus a little entertainment, swag bags. Hey, this time, it's December 1st. It'll be December 6th, which is Saturday. You got to come out and support Rally Foundation. I think it sounds like a lot of fun.
It's a blast. It's
and it is at the SCI building on Garden Street. Can't miss it.
Cannot.
So, and it's all about supporting Rally Foundation. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the final details to help you help out Rally Foundation right here on Pep Talk. Good Monday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, talking with Jess and Lauren from the Rally Foundation about all the good works that they do for children with cancer here locally and their families, as well as the efforts on cancer research and raising funds for that. But this weekend, big time, Rally Foundation Shopping Soiree. Is that what's the official title?
We're supposed to put your arm in the air when you say soiree.
Oh, soiree. Oh, I got it. Soiree.
That's right.
Oh, it does work better. Yeah.
Doesn't it feel good? Yes, 2-day holiday shopping soiree.
There you go.
Okay. It feels good when you're spending money when you say it like that, too.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I'll tell my wallet. Okay. So let's get those, review those details in case someone just joined us, because it sounds like a lot of fun. What you got?
So this Friday, mm-hmm. from 10 to 4 at the SCI, the Studer Community Institute, I believe it's 220 West Garden.
Can't miss it.
If I've remembered my geographical mm-hmm. locations from 10 to 4, and this is where we have 30-plus vendors that are coming to you, to one central location for you to come in.
Easy shopping.
Easy shopping. We have some music. We have some bites, mimosas, celebrity gift wrappers. Mm-hmm. Just a really great time. And then on Saturday, there are vendors throughout the Gulf Breeze area, as well as Pensacola, who are going to be doing a percentage of sales there as well. So if you Google Holiday Shopping Soiree, mm-hmm. You will click on a link that will take you right to a page that will tell you all the vendors that are going to be there.
Excellent.
And Lauren can tell you some of the sponsors that are making this possible for us this year.
Thank our sponsors.
Yes, we always need to do that. We could not do it without them. We have a ton of sponsors. Just to shout out some of our top levels: Ace Unlocks, Jewelers Trade, Levin Ranke, Dr. Michael and Terry Dollister, Moza and Company, House of Hugh, Green Procedures. Union Public House is actually catering our events.
Yum, ooh. Yum, yum.
Complimentary.
So if there was any doubt, now I'm really going to be there.
Yes, and Soho, who's helping us make it look all beautiful and festive.
Nice,
It's a great, great levels of support.
And a shout out to all of the markets and restaurants and vendors that are participating on Saturday, Friday and Saturday, of
absolutely.
Course. That's amazing community effort.
It takes a community, and this is a great example of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's really great. Yeah. So I love the fact, I think the thing that touches my heart is that even though you're doing this, which will raise money for cancer research, the fact that you still bring meals to the families while they're in the hospital, help with transportation, you have an emergency fund. These are all the things that you just don't anticipate when you're going through a family crisis.
Nope. And 93 cents of every dollar that is donated to Rally goes directly to our mission.
Wow,
and that is something that I have worked for a lot of nonprofits, and I've never been able to say that, and it makes me so proud to be able to say that.
That's huge, because as you said, that's not true for all of them,
nope.
But that's a big percentage. Yeah. So that's very gratifying. There are opportunities to volunteer. There's opportunities to donate. Lauren, how did you get involved in this?
Oh, a friend pulled me in, and I haven't looked back. I've actually looked, and I've been doing this since 21, so this will be my first fifth soiree.
Thank you so much.
And this committee is beyond amazing.
It's incredible.
I mean, it's amazing. They do everything. They really do.
Okay. Sounds like we've got the black belt of
we do. The
fundraising
black,
and donating.
The black
going
belt
on
of fundraising right here.
Well, it's awesome for all of the events that are coming up. But especially, I know it's a busy weekend, but take a few minutes, take an hour or two. Look, you could get all your shopping done in one thing and gift wrapped.
Exactly. Right?
That's where I'm in.
Stress-free shopping.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll
and
be
it's a
lot
party.
Of fun.
I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
When Jessica says music, we have a DJ. DJ Al, spinning tunes all day.
That
yes.
sounds like fun.
And it's all for a great cause, guilt-free.
Okay, so what is that website again for the event?
So if you Google Rally Gulf Coast,
yes.
Holiday Shopping Soiree, it will pop up to rallyfoundation.org with all these slashes as a holiday soiree after it, but that's your easiest bet. But you can always get us on rallyfoundation.org.
Okay, so stop by anytime at SCI Building Friday, 10 to 4, and then Saturday there'll be a whole list of places you can shop and
yes.
have a lot of fun and do some good in the meantime. Thank you both for being here.